Thank you for those wonderful, wonderful responses, Colleen and Eric. It's a pleasure to thank the people who've helped make this conference possible. I want to begin by thanking the honorary co-chairs, Daniel Joutrard, Doyen de la Faculté de Droit de McGill, and the Honorable Marlene Jennings. I want to thank people who early on and along the way have helped with ideas about presenters and so on. Many of them are here, Alana Klein, Carrie Rensselaer, Laura Copabianco, C. Strauss. But I have to say, this has been quite a year at McGill, if you've been at McGill. In the fall, we had the labor dispute that resulted in many of us not working with our staff members. We've had all the various extremely interesting forms of protest and so on. This delayed the organization of this conference quite a bit. And as late January, I was waking up in the middle of the night in a panic that we wouldn't have a conference. During the process, three extraordinary women, all of them associated with MISC this year, basically ensured that the program came together by suggesting people, by calling on people they know, and so on. And those three women, their names have come up before, are Marlene Jennings, Anne Legacy Dowson, and Judy Rebeck. And I really owe an incredible amount to them, because all of the wonderful panels you've seen are in most respects the result of not only their contacts, not only that they know about people, but their ability, the respect in which people hold them, such that all they had to do is to pick up the phone in most cases, and these people would come. I want to thank our conference partners, the Andrea and Charles Bronfman Philanthropies, the Dean of Arts Development Fund, and indeed Dean Manfredi of the Faculty of Arts, who has always been a very strong supporter of MISC, the McGill Faculty of Law, Media and Urban Life, which is a research project involving several universities, and the Bennett Jones and Shadley Batista law firms. I'd like to thank Chantal Chateauneuf and Isabelle Luce. We decided in early February that we would like to invite art history students to curate a little exhibit, and they quickly, both of them graduating honor students in art history, put together solicited works and produced the exhibit that you see outside. I think it may have been taken down now. I'd like to certainly thank the MISC Board of Trustees for their continued support, the students for their participation, and all of you for attending. But, people keep saying, because I was acting director of MISC 3 years ago, how does it feel to be back at MISC, at the Institute? And anybody who knows the Institute knows that it's a wonderful place to work because of the people who work there. And without them, the conference and anything else MISC does wouldn't have been possible. So I want to thank them individually. Now, I know many of them are probably running away or they're not there, but I want to begin. Petros Psaroudis, are you there, Petros? Okay, I can't see you with that bright light. Who is our special events coordinator? All of the logistics, everything else you see that worked, and everything did work, we owe to him. Noran El-Hakim, you're out of the way, Owen. You're blocking Noran, who joined us in November, I think it was, as our communications officer, who's been in contact with most of the speakers, and is, again, a pleasure to work with. Linda Huddy, are you there, Linda? Okay. Secretary in MISC, but who, like everyone at MISC, gets totally involved in the organization of the conference. Christina Scarry, are you there? Who's joined us most recently as administrative and student affairs coordinator. But again, working on the conference, Jeff Bergman, or as we call him, the Honorable Jeff Bergman, who's joined us for the last few weeks to help with the conference. And then, of course, Joanne Bilodeau, who is the administrator of MISC. I know lots of people who would say she's the best administrator at McGill. So good that when they need an event organized in other units, they come to us. In fact, I keep thinking we should set up a separate business because we'd get rich. Weddings, anything you want. Joanne is extraordinary. Are you there? Okay. And, well, she makes it all happen. So I'd like to ask you to join me now in thanking them. And then I will call on the two co-chairs of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada Board of Trustees, Lily de Grandpre and Denise Chong, to say some very final words. But first of all, join me in thanking the MISC staff and everyone else. And now Denise and Lily.
On behalf of the entire board of trustees of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, including Charles Bronfman, the founder, who was able to be at this conference yesterday, I'm speaking on behalf of all of us. This is bringing to a close the 17th annual public policy conference at MISC. It joins a very proud tradition where you leave this conference deeply reflective of the society that we call Canada. This conference to me is distinguished by a feeling of empathy. As a writer, that's what I strive for, to walk in the shoes of the other so that you see not just the stranger, but you have a sense of the intimate stranger. And so I leave with a feeling of optimism because that empathy is what goes and belongs at the heart of good public policy. So that just leaves me to say on behalf of Lily as well that the two of us want to express our deep affection for MISC and to express our gratitude to you, old and new friends of MISC, for taking your reflections from the last day and a half out into the wider world. Lily.
Well, there's very little for me left to say except a huge, huge thanks to Will. I mean, he thanked everybody, he thanked all of the organizers, the support. But I tell you, we've been working with Will since he joined us on a full-time basis in September. It's been a real pleasure. I don't think this would have happened. The thoughtfulness that has been given to this conference would have happened without him. So, Will, we're very much in your debt, and we're very grateful that you took the time and organized everything. Very briefly, this is, as Denise said, our 17th conference. So what you need to think about is next year is going to be our 18th conference. We had a board of trustee meeting yesterday morning. We're already starting to plan it. I can't tell you what it's going to be, but there are very, very interesting ideas. And if I may, as a last word, you know, you keep asking, what can we do, what can we do? Pick up your pen and write to your MP and tell them how you feel about the justice in Canada right now. My husband always laughs at me because I keep writing to the Prime Minister and to all sorts of ministers to tell them how I feel about different things. I don't know if it makes a difference. It certainly helps my blood pressure. So I fully encourage you to continue to do so. Thank you so much for showing up today.